Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, motherfucker, I'm going hard. Erection, my shit's raw, no protection. This is JRR, bitch, we be worldwide. We ain't going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, ours for the taking. We always keep it real, y'all, folks be faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Circle the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you're hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing on men with the less in our picks. Have it getting ghetto G, what a good mix. We spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So tune the fuck in, bitch, shit on our level.
Yeah, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Ride Array with your host, Savvy, co-host, Ghetto G, the co-host, Psycho Killer. Give me 1 second. There we go. But yes, that was a short-ass intro because Ghetto G's still working on that track. So this here we go, something a little bit longer. This is Infinity featuring Bloody Body Boy. Rep your shit.
You wanna be a tough guy? I'ma lay you out. Trying to be your rapper, have to wait to fill your paper out. What am I talking about? Don't make me break your mouth. For God's sake, don't wanna make me shake the faker out. You ain't an artist, you're too afraid to spit it. In response to your lyrics, I'd annihilate it in a minute. You fucking think it's hit when you pretend to be hard. Lyrics work them better if they're written by your retard. So when a weak star, sucker, put the pencil down. Stop before we take it down and drop you on the pavement now. You cannot take it now, feeling how it really is. Demon is bloody body, boy, I can leave it. Throw you off the stage, crack your face when I'm like stand all 13 of your fans talking like damn. And we don't really get survival in the underground. Impossible for pushes, so we kill you by the famous sound.
No matter what crew you claim, stay true to the game, stay true to your name. No matter what click you rap, you gotta hold your set and don't you ever forget. No matter what crew you claim, stay true to the game, stay true to your name. In our case, toss an H in your face, toss an H in the plate, give a fuck if you don't. We rip our shit, it's a high town click. Jump another six, make second jock our dick. Take another hit, then pass the blunt. Everybody murder math knows what we about. We see it all, we don't give a fuck. It's subliminal rap, dog, then you suck. Perhaps you're a pussy too scared to name drop. Whatever it be, dog, you shit out of luck. We run this block, let a show through the talk. Look me up on my face, thinking at my top. Never on the charts, could we keep it underground? Stay true to the killers that like to hold it down.
High town,
making low budget look fresh. Pay attention, repeat, this is not a test. Even though we're not the best, we know how to rap. We all keep running till we reach our death.
No matter what crew you claim, stay true to the game, stay true to your name. No matter what click you rap, you gotta hold your set and don't you ever forget. No matter what crew you claim, stay true to the game, stay true to your name. In our case, toss an H in your face, toss an H in the plate, give a fuck if you don't.
Yeah, I know it to be true, don't pass this. Sacked in the pool, on the crew I'm rapping. Don't drink, I got dead rhymes like the smoke dude. They leave it everywhere, but they believe it in the costume. You know we beat it, eat it high off the rest. Our base stay quaking and go make it when I pet star. Eat it when they get star, leave them when they best star. Pour to them right up off the stage when I clip tar. You wanna switch five here, you can have it with your whack ass tracks. I'm in the back corner laughing. Looking at it, don't do anything they post to. I'm telling you, I'm doing everything you want to. So keep rapping, your shit might sit me. Intoxicating slang, I need your ass all tipsy. So you can't piss me. Ripping with the chains on your long range game. Think you'll make it in a face off.
No matter what crew you claim, stay true to the game, stay true to your name. No matter what click you rap, you gotta hold your set and don't you ever forget. No matter what crew you claim, stay true to the game, stay true to your name. In our case, toss an H in your face, toss an H in the plate, give a fuck if you don't.
RocketProof.com. This is Wayne the Pain of Death Syndicate. Rep your shit. Sick Mix 6, High Town Wrecking.
Hey, hey.
What's good, Spider?
What's good, man?
Shit, chillin', watching fucking NXT.
Okay, I feel it.
Still?
Well, yeah, Chris.
They would have watched every episode by now.
Chris, NXT is a very, very long, long show. As of right now, I'm pretty much only in 2013. About to go after that, I'm going to go into fucking 2012, 2011.
Jeez.
But now, man, fucking, NXT's got like a few good superstars that would definitely be perfect for the main roster of Raw or SmackDown. Like Corey Graves, that dude's just fucking nuts. Leo Kruger reminds me of a combination of Randy Orton, Stone Cold, and Al Snow a little bit. And oh yeah, and Chris Benoit. Just like just because of the fact Leo Kruger, he's got that ruthlessness that, you know, that fucking that Chris Benoit had. He's got that, like, he's got the mercy, like, he doesn't show mercy like Randy Orton. And, you know, he just whoops ass like Stone Cold. And he's kind of insane like Al Snow was. It gets all quiet up on here. Guess we'll play the track. Let's go with some Big Hoodoo. The Raven.
Yo, double check, bitch. East African black magic.
I got a set of black wings.
I am the Raven.
I spread my wing. I spread my wing into the moon.
I am the Raven.
I soar the sky.
And we're back.
And I love how Garo G gets censored in the chat room.
So, Spider-Man, what'd you think of that track by Big Hoodoo?
Shit, man, that was pretty badass. I liked it a lot.
Oh yeah, man. Definitely make sure you get the album.
What album is it? I can download it on my phone.
Crystal Skull.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just came out yesterday. It's definitely a dope fucking album to get, man. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Yeah. Dude, man, there's a song that I haven't heard in a long time by ICP that I really would like to hear.
Hope you got it. We'll play it. What is it?
Boogie Woogie Woo.
We can definitely play that. We definitely got that.
Alright.
You just get down to it. There you go, homie.
The beast lives out of the raging storm. In the dead of night, the ravenous, blood-sick creature searches for its sacrifice. Through the hideous darkness it lurches, driven by death itself. Only the satisfaction of slaughter will cause it to return to the darkness from which it
I'm above it, but I'm gonna fucking neck and think nothing of it. say, "Where's it the boogeyman?"
Nah, man, fucking that new twist. That new Twisted album is definitely gonna be dope. Definitely can't wait for my copy to get here, cause so far from, you know, what I've heard and what Gil G has heard, it's fucking dope.
There is a fucking mouse in my kitchen.
Okay.
So the mouse has to do with psychopathic or twisted.
I was going to say, what the hell are you talking about psychopathic? What's psychopathic anymore?
Well, I said psychopathic because you played Big Hoodoo first. I said, or twisted. You played two psychopathic artists, and then you played Twisted, who was a former psychopathic. So I said, or.
Yeah, but we weren't talking about psychopathic. We were talking about twisted. And Chris, we haven't played any twisted yet. Well, keyword yet. Unfortunately, the new track from fucking Twisted, it's hard to get a hold of, get your hands on, because of the fact, well, can't download it. I'm on SoundCloud. Just
give it to me, and I'll get it for you.
I doubt it, because there's no way to download it, Chris. Both me and Gil J have already tried, and I already tried that link that you gave me.
Ah.
But there's absolutely no way to get your hands on it.
Well, what's the link? I'll try and find a way to get it.
Chris, it's on FearNet.
Okay, so it's on FearNet.com.
I'll send you the link, but I already told you there's no way of getting a hold on, getting your hands on that track. I already tried, especially like I said, with that site that you gave me. Still, like, you still can't get it. I mean, the only way you can probably get it is if you fucking record it yourself. You know what? I'm gonna try that. But I'll try it tomorrow. But I'll send you a link. And if you think you can get it downloaded, good luck.
All right.
But in the meantime, let's go with... How about Moon... Nah, Zug Island, Sunny Day.
My ghost will come and haunt you, 'cause it's you that committed suicide. It's you that committed suicide. 'Cause it's you that committed suicide. When it's you that committed suicide, that it's you that committed suicide. I'm
Oh, and we are back. So how we go into another track? We go with House of Metal, One Less Reason, Faces. Tell me if that's the right track or not.
You not see in the room?
Nobody's in the room.
No, did you look in the room there, Chris?
What do you mean?
Look in the room, Chris.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, because earlier when I was looking for it, it wasn't on YouTube.
And now apparently it is.
Yeah. So, now I'm going to upload it to the soundboard. I see we lost Spider. Not really shocking, since he leaves almost every single time he calls in.
Exactly.
So I'm going to have me one final cigarette before I end up passing out tonight.
Okay.
Now, let's see. Upload. Orders upload. Moonshine Bandit.
Thing was gonna go this far. I never asked for this. I never asked for this fast living. The women, the whiskey, craziness. There's whiskey in my soul. Hey, Bernie, go.
I've been drifting down that open highway, finger in the air, cause I do things my way. The next town's where I call home.
Yeah.
I throw a shot glass down in a light of the smoke, always raising little hell, never do what I'm told.
Dirt with my bottle in my glass, with a marble headstone saying I was a badass. Born on a bar stool, still living fast. Some whiskey in my soul on the day that I passed. Kiss my kids goodbye, tell them daddy was a rebel, living life on the road with his foot on the pedal. Now it's backstage rooms where the devil likes to pray, where there's coke on the counter and a bomb with long legs. And my great grandfather was a California bootlegger. Now I sell my own booze, I guess I'm a booze maker. Life's been a dice game, go ahead and call it. Felons on my payroll with a couple alcoholics. Put me in the dirt with my jack in my glass, with the marble headstone saying I was a badass. Born on a bar stool, man, I live fast. And those who didn't like me to kiss my
I've been drifting down that open highway, finger in the air, cause I do things my way. The next town's where I call soul. I'm a highwayman on a midnight run. Granddaddy always said to never trust no one. And I've had my ups and I've had my downs, and the sheriff wants me out of my hometown. I was born with that whiskey in my soul.
Get it, boy. Well, it all started back when I was young, because pops had liquor and pops had guns. Born bred outlaw, second to none. The tough's the sum of the trailer park or slums. Broke as hell, taking money from bums. Just get out on the street and push, wait for fun. Gotta make rent, get her done. One tough little badass, scared of no one. Born in the Greenby with the cattle and braids, getting tore up drunk in the old corn maze. Lost in my brain, off the hash for days. Stuck in the pen, making Pruno in the cage. On the back of the tailgate, teach you the mount plate. Busting off shotgun shots in the sun bay. Raising up my daughter, hope I'm doing this the right way. With whiskey in my soul on this lonely highway.
I've been drifting down that open highway, finger in the air, cause I do things my way. The next town's where I call home. I throw a shot glass down in a light of a smoke, always raising little hell, never do what I'm told. I was born with that whiskey in my soul. I've been drifting down that open highway, finger in the air, cause I do things my way. The next town's where I call home. I throw a shot glass down in a light of a smoke, always raising little hell, never do what I'm told. I was born with that whiskey in my soul.
And we're back. And I officially have this track uploaded. I ain't gonna wait for Ghetto. We're gonna play it now. For those who are curious and want to hear some new shit from Twisted, here we go. If you ain't heard it yet, if you ain't been to Fearnet or YouTube, here you go. Twisted, Unjust Love, featuring Danny Boone of Rehab.
At first, he was kind of cool because I thought he was a really nice guy. But then I felt more afraid because every time I would turn around, he was there. He started off with calls, and then he would show up unannounced at my house, and then at work, at school. It's like I couldn't escape him.
Around her mouth, so never tell me to go.
She don't understand a stress to me, or she wouldn't have them arrest me for trespassing and leaving my pinky finger inside of a box, and she found it on top of a panty drawer. Out of my melon, I'm out of my gourd. Was out of patience, I had it waiting, so now I'm masturbating on the front room floor. And now I'm sitting in jail, and they're closing the cell down.
Definitely fucking dope.
Hell yeah. And for those who ain't got that shit yet, yo, make sure you get your fucking pre-order today. Only $7.99, well, $11 or something, if you put it in the fucking shipping. But yo, you get a fucking autographed copy of that shit. Make sure you get your hands on it.
Exactly.
A man. When the Wyatt family debuts on Monday, shit's about to get fucking nuts.
Man, I'm so hyped up for that because I want to see who the hell they go after or what they do. Because, I mean, I'm expecting them to play some major sort of impact in it. I mean, who the fuck knows? They might even put them in that tag team match.
Well, since I already know how they work and everything and how they do things with their matches, fucking... When Luke Harper and Eric Rowan are in a match together, they bring out a fucking rocking chair, and Bray Wyatt fucking just sits back in the rocking chair and just fucking watches the match go on.
God damn, this just sounds nuts. Now, I'm just hyped to see that because, I mean, fuck, I'm sure they'll have some sort of presence at Money in the Bank.
Hey, you see, now, this is like I say, man, like, you say NXT sucks, but, you know, like, if, you know, you haven't watched it, like, the ones I've been watching, like, you can't really say it because, I mean, you know, they, and like, this NXT has a better storyline, better rivalries. That plus, you know, also with this, if you watch NXT, the one I'm watching, shit, you get, like, you know, like, you get to see, like, you know, what, like, what these guys are like before they come, before they hit the main roster for Raw or SmackDown.
Yep.
And it's funny because, like, you know, you mentioned that CM Punk is good at cutting promos. Bo Dallas, that dude's fucking good at cutting promos as well. Like, that dude could really fucking talk shit too, like, if he really wants to.
Nice. I mean, I've seen some promos of, like, you know, Dean Ambrose before WWE. He was definitely a better talker before he got to WWE.
Well, I mean, you know, just fucking... I'm just saying, like, you don't get to, like watch the matches in its entirety. So, I suggest you maybe you get, like, Hulu Plus and forget you, you know, sit down and watch the NXT... Like, maybe, like, go to the 2013 ones, but definitely watch NXT in its entirety now, that the way it is now.
Well, I'll definitely check it out.
But I'm going to go take a piss, so go to more Zug Island and fly.
Diamond rings, voices crying out. life open swiftly. Stay if you wish, or come fly with me.
Everybody come and fly.
Guess not. So how about we go with let's see, Potluck, What We Are.
What you're about to witness is one of the best collaborations of all time. Kansas City, Humboldt County, showing y'all what we are.
Hey yo, when I rap, don't never nobody do it better. I'm out for the cheddar, let me bring it center. I got a mean vendetta, my team is too clever, never ever gonna stop, cause I rock battle. You ain't never gonna see me when I beat me. When it comes to the rhyme, can't beat me. All the girls say, you can see me. Even tell me we leave when I meet me. Well, I wanna be like Jeezy.
Yeah.
Everybody wanna pop those CDs. After the show, the back door. Here we go to the hotel, blow the smoke. Get a hold of both, stick in my focus, though. Cause I'm invincible, you can't fix the boat. Fuck American Idol, we rock hardcore, bitch. Get stupid, get dumb, matter of fact, let's see it. Underrated and about my beer. Put the bump in the back of the band. Quick run and tell all your friends. It's pot like a tech, not rocking again. And we rock and I'm open. Gotta go with the flow, we so cold, gotta go gold. Like a phone phone at a show, man, I'm never so-so. I'm just still a criminal, I'm forgettable. Let it go in the stereo, sure, we're getting high. Motherfuckin' terrible, pitiful, unbearable. When they lyrical, and if they wanna battle, they gon' die. Now we got the road to riches,
no lie.
Hadn't never called the pictures,
don't cry.
Gotta stand in the tear with my hand in my dick, cause I wanna be saying I'm rich, bitch.
We drinking ground up at the bar. Hoping with y'all, take it to the head till we fall. Duck in the law.
Until I gotta get a motherfucker to give me the articles of love, and I wanna be trippin', I gotta be high. Tryin' to drink it hella wicked until we die. Never the nigga to get a million when I'm trippin' and buckin' it. I'm a nigga in the party with the bitch and I'm fuckin' it, but you gotta be ready to get up to go. If you wanna start up a fight up a raggedy hoes, me and Pop Love with the cock up, with a hot blood, ton of bust and up, before the side locked up. Givin' a minute to get us up in it, but everybody's slippin' when I deliver the dot pops up. Under ready to made it a bomb with the heat, making it so it ain't never calm in the street. Checkin' into it one time, nigga, we come from nothing, we bustle like hell's bonds on the bubble of beat. Verbally, you heard of me, murder the mental capacity, flip over Missouri, and back of me, pack of me, think about me, take a pack of motherfucker with a niggas, you better be steadily bringing the medley readily, cause every nigga thinking ahead of me would never be petty, because I'm bringing like a bullet from a gun. Get back on the road, get a sack, crack a boo. Put a bitch in the back and I give her what she really want. A motherfucker, they're begging to do what it do with a cover balloon. 151 Malibu rum and pineapple juice. You know the party gotta be fun, compatible groups of niggas. Chillin' with the homegirls in 707 with the liquor.
When I party with y'all, we drinking round up at the bar. Smoking with y'all, take it to the head till we fall. Duck in the law, we hit some corners till they gone. Fucking with y'all, we are what we are. When I party with y'all, we drinking round up at the bar. Smoking with y'all, take it to the head till we fall. Duck in the law, we hit some corners till they gone. Fucking with y'all, we are what we are.
Bartender, can I get another round with a little bit of ice and a lot more crown? Get strong with your clowns when I'm in your town. But it all go down cause I got that sound. Say what I wanna when I talk, when you really wanna smoke, better try humble. Take a hit to you crying choke. Now you know why I'm so cold. Going all day and night for the hoe. Can I get that dough like I just passed go? When the next show better be the best show. Kick it out the hotel, I just get so Frisco. All the way to Esco. Go magic and I say presto. Better than get a little sniff of Exo. I pull the best over to the bitch, let's go. I do what I do, that's what I mean. Slow straight heat, getting hot in the street. Got what I need, growing pop for the seed. You can take it from me, we the top for the peak. Do what I can for the fam, I am what I am. I'm better than a wee man, green like a vegan, not a mean man. I don't got a green thumb, I got a whole green hand.
When I party with y'all, we drinking ground up at the bar. Smoking with y'all, take it to the head till we fall. Duck in the law, we hit some corners till they gone. You fucking with y'all, we are what we are. When I party with y'all,
where did everybody go?
Havoc switched off with me because he has to work in the morning. And he has to work earlier because it's the 4th of July and all that.
Oh, really?
Yep. So where's I kind of got to go over. Ghetto's not here yet.
Okay.
So, anything you want to hear, man?
I haven't heard this song. It's by ICP. I haven't heard it in a while. Amber Alert? You got that at all, or?
I know it's on here. I'll find it because there are a whole shitload of ICP songs on here. Okay.
But I have it on my phone, but it's not the full version. It's like a demo of it.
Well, I mean, I know we have the full version on here. I just need to find it. Because there's definitely a lot of ICP songs on soundboard. So just give me a minute. Okay, so here we go with Amber Alert.
A missing 8-year-old girl.
This is a child abduction alert regarding the following child.
Amber Alert as police are searching.
Officers are searching for the man that they see kidnapped the daughter that police are looking for right now.
Child abduction emergency.
Well, this is a dangerous situation right now.
We continue to follow breaking news out of Albuquerque where police are trying to find the little girl.
No spottings in the metro at this time.
We have just received this important announcement regarding the abduction of a child.
As the hunt continues for a little girl who has been missing for almost 2 days.
Among us, spawned from Satan's bowels, so black is their blood, their hearts corroded and foul. They make demons look like fairies, a fear beyond the scary. They make phantoms look like phonies, the sickness that they carry. To discuss it is forbidden, may your tongue be bitten, an evil so unthinkable, in children's blood it's written. So cruel it's nothing cool, to the wicked it's the though some kind of unconceivable bone.
Well, let's just let them go.
So much refusal to believe it's really happening to them, but they don't wake up from this nightmare.
The shit don't happen then.
To kill yourself would be capping out, so you carry on while this rancid beast cowards hiding in the unknown. Look at itself in the mirror, fire-breathing, soulless ogre, looking for its chance to catch a parent slipping up at Kroger. Or the bus stop, it must stop. How come God has it? It's far below your common criminal. In jail, they stab it. There's no punishment appropriate. There's not enough hurt for this abomination haunting the earth, causing an amber alert.
Damn, I forgot how awesome that song was.
It definitely is a dope track.
I don't know how ICP comes up with all this shit, but man. I mean, I personally, myself, I rap. But I only have 3 songs that are out, and they're not even completely done yet, so... I just have snippets.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you know, I do too, but, I mean, it kind of, you know, takes a while to get, like, the creative process down. I mean, I think it's mm-hmm. kind of, like, you know, after you've, like, already done so much that, you know, you get into that level a lot easier. You know what I mean? Like, after you've, mm-hmm. like, done, like, they do, like, a lot of mixtapes and whatnot. Shit, like, if you get so many done, it's like, okay, you know, you kind of get that automatic level where it's like, okay, I want to do an 18-track mixtape. I want to have this done by, you know, you set up a date, and then, you know, you just, like, set up all the concepts. Before you, like, set up the date, it's like, okay, so these are the 18 concepts. Here's the 18 tracks. And this is the intro, this is the outro. You know, and you set it up, and it's like, you know, knock it out, track at a time.
Right.
Like, that's probably how, you know, the guys who are bigger and shit do it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, like, I use Apple MacBook. I use GarageBand. You know, cause I got the beat making down. I got all that shit down. I just, you have to do so many takes. And then once those takes are done, you have to find what's good in all the takes and then mix it together to make it one part of the, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, kind of like the way I do it, I have, like, I get, like, everything done. Like, I practice song, like, a whole shitload of times, basically. So I have the song, and, you know, like, if I get a beat first, whatever. So, you know, I get the beat, and I have it there. I put it in, you know, my software, which I use is Cubase. Then, you know, I practice the song a few times before I, you know, like, record. And, you know, I practice it. So, you know, I have everything memorized, like the exact moment to change my voice, where to speed up, where to slow down, like all that kind of shit. Then, you know, I just, like, do that, you know, record it once. And so, you know, I have the lyrics well. Then, you know, I just, like, kind of, you know, adjust the sound levels to make it more even on the beat. And then I add, like, the dubs to it afterwards. And then I adjust the dubs. And I just, like, mix it together and finish it up.
Yeah. Is there any way I can send you on one of my tracks? Do you have to do that by email, or would I have to,
I'm not really good at mixing and mastering. I just mixed my first track ever, like, 2 days ago, so, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can, like, look at it and whatnot, you know?
Yeah. What's your email address?
PK, no peace, like NOPACE, at Gmail.
Okay. Are you and I friends on Facebook?
I have no clue because I had an old account and it just basically, like, fucked up, so I just created a new one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had one, like, send or receive messages.
Did you have a friend named Grant McCarthy on your Facebook?
I don't think so, but I'll find you, Grant, St. Paul, Minnesota?
Yeah.
I'll add you right now.
All right.
Okay, I sent you a request, and after you accept it, then you can send it to me through Facebook or however you want to do it.
All right, man. I just got your friend request, so.
Yep. So, how about we go into another track right now? And let's see, I'm just going to choose randomly, and wherever it lands. How about we go with some... How we go with some Ritz, RA the Rugged Man featuring Tech9 and Cristalco, Hallelujah.
Yeah, I am rapping, swinging, dangling, like a flame. I am everything you ever were afraid of.
I am the pinnacle of sin. It shows when you begin. It's flow timid women show genitals. Then it's go when it's presentable. Finish your women, some in this moment. Diminish hard skin it, no gimmicks. Replenish, no grip, no limits. Call it what you want it. Middle finger my opponent. Really think defiant, don't it? Why moment? Demolish niggas with the rawest scriptures. Y'all is just balls of shit in a starless hit. This be the hardest pisser. Then a trapper tell me my piss enhanced her belly, but I chose to give her a dirty mouth like Lisa Lampanelli. Yes, she demanded jelly, but I re-ran the Kelly. I'm springing the yelly and it's swell because I slammed the belly. I'm a monster on the mic when I'm on her. Have a motherfucker somber cause of ill shit that I conjure. Younger, no, they never conquered. If she wants from me, I haunt her. Wondering why we gone, sir.
Yeah, I am rapping, swinging, dangling, like a thing. I am everything you ever were afraid of. I am rapping, swinging, dangling, like a thing.
mission that you're a Christian. School religion is a cool depiction. They can plod your hearing, they can mute your vision. When the dirt burns, slithering earth burn. Leave you like MJ with a hit in the burnt firm. Soon to be unity, murder me, what could you do to me? This is foolery, I'm a hooligan, leaving you truly. When I'm beating you brutally, slapping your bitch and taking your jewelry. Your mama crying when she reading your eulogy. Let me slow down, put your dough down. I got enough flow for it to go round. This is profound, you a broke clown with a coke frown and the old sound. I'm like, fell on the heroin and give him the needle. I'm in your cerebral, this wigger is evil. Limit the people, pissing the cathedral. Aborting your mission like a positionless fetal. My impolite stares, give them nightmares. Burn them like the voice, give them white hairs. Trapping and shucking your ass, suffering tucker tears. Don't fuck with the gutter trash, don't fuck with the upper class. Sellers and buyers, political liars, the drug suppliers, the fake messiahs. Is it negative energy hiding your identity? Every enemy wishing they were shooting me like a Kennedy. I spit at Satan and I kick his face and make him lick the pavement for misbehaving. You got a vendetta, better be ready to forget it. Bullets is headed to your head and embedded in slug meted. I've been tripping on my ego like a multi magnetic. I'm making dollars like I'm Parrish and Eric. I'm back, suck a bitch.
Rap, big swinging, dangling, like I'm saying. I am everything you ever were afraid of. I am rap, big swinging, dangling, like I'm saying. Yes, you rap is for me. I wanna kill you, do it for me, and I'll holler.
And we are back. What's up, Resident Retard?
You have no right to call me that because you're not too bright yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm the host tonight.
Huh?
Well, I'm the host tonight.
I don't give a shit.
Well, it doesn't matter if you give a shit or not, Spaz.
You're in a wonderful mood tonight, huh?
Exactly.
Why the fuck are you in a bitchy mood?
I'll explain on Facebook after the show's over.
What?
I'll explain on Facebook a little bit later on because there's somebody else called in.
A word?
Yeah, it's just something that I really want to, you know, bitch about, you know what I mean? While we're on air.
I'm fucking pissed off as shit right now.
So it seems like we're both pissed off right now.
Yeah, well, mad people in my neighborhood right now are fucking blasting fucking music out their fucking cars.
Damn.
At fucking midnight while people are trying to fucking sleep. I had to close my goddamn windows in my house just so I could try to fucking not hear it. Yeah, that didn't help. I can still hear them.
Yeah, that was pissing me off, too.
And, like, if I call the cops, they're all gonna, like, fucking know.
I get you. So, anything you want to hear right now, Spaz?
I don't know. Fucked if I know. Who's listening in? Anybody?
Nobody's in the chat room except me, and Spider's the other person on the line.
Who's on the line?
Spider.
Why are they not talking?
I'm sorry. What's up, man? Oh,
just scared the bejeebus out of me.
Oh, my bad.
It's all good.
I'm kind of half awake right now as it is too, so.
Weird. Well, that sucks.
Yeah,
you should
it does.
Wake up.
Oh yeah, I'm making coffee right now.
Coffee.
You're making coffee, I'm drinking beer.
No, I'm drinking Powerade.
You're drinking Powerade, I'm drinking beer. He's making coffee, nice.
Yeah, well, I can't have either one of those, so. Fuck you.
Wait,
well,
why can't you have coffee?
Because I'm pregnant.
Oh, you are? Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, congrats, Spaz.
What? What about Spaz, huh?
I said congrats again.
Oh. Yay, me. I have a fetus in me. Hi.
Oh, great. Special ed's back.
No. That's demonica, not me.
Good point. It's Kevin's girlfriend, Monica.
Speaking of, how is he?
He's probably not calling in because I told him I was taking control tonight at midnight.
Where the hell would Havoc have to work tomorrow?
Yeah, he has to work earlier.
What a bitch.
Exactly.
Oh, balls. I watched Fire tonight. It was great.
Well, that's dope.
They were moody. So, Sarah, what brings you into the Ark of the Woods?
With your
coffee drink? Yes, I talk to Chris Daly. I talk to Chris Daly, yeah. It's nice to talk to someone else for once.
Hey, we don't talk every day.
Shut up. Yeah, pretty much. Oh, here they go with the fucking fireworks. Are you fucking kidding me?
Actually, the year was about 2 hours ago.
God for fucking bid, my kids want to sleep. I'm about to fucking be a snitch, y'all. This is fucking ridiculous. It's fucking midnight and you're going to be fucking shooting off blasters. Fuck you. You're playing your fucking shitty-ass rap crap music. What the fuck shit is this?
No, it depends on... Go ahead.
It depends on what kind of rap it is. What kind of rap are they playing?
Like, new Lil Wayne bullshit.
Ugh.
Fuck that.
That's all I hear in my house. I have roommates, and one of them, all he plays is Lil Wayne, and it's so annoying.
The song that I heard before I came inside was like, I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, I'm getting kind of lucky. The thing that I was saying was that, like, basically that, there's, you know, finally, there's people who are actually around my age who live, you know, around here. Because, like, one set of neighbors finally has a set of two twin daughters that are, like, you know, 20 years old. And that would be kind of like the shit I expect, like, them to do. Because, you know, around that age, I mean, you get my point, right, Spaz?
Yeah.
I mean, even though the rest of the people here are little kids, but those two are only here around the weekends.
The people that are doing this shit in my fucking parking lot right outside my fucking windows, literally, if I open it up, it sounds like I'm right at the car. They're like 40, 50 fucking years old. I'm like, dude, fucking shut the fuck up. It's a Wednesday night. People gotta work.
Exactly.
I gotta fucking...
Then again, why would they care? You know, they're just self-centered assholes.
Not only that, but you know what happens? If I call the cops right now, half of their asses are probably going to go to jail because half of their asses have fucking shit on them, either be it weed, fucking heroin, because there's mad drug dealers in my fucking little neighborhood. And it ain't like they're fucking closet dealers.
Mm-hmm. So, how are you going to track and I'll explain to you what the hell happened that's got me in a pissy mood tonight? Okay. So, here we go. Let's go with longer track, psycho bitch, like both of them combined.
I want you to quit calling me, following me, riding your trip with me. After you get through swallowing me, never knew this junker would explode. Like this. Now that I know this, I must reload. Like this. How many of them in a psycho bitch? Down for the minute, but a major twitch. Pain with a bit of game, it's that bitch sickness. Everybody sees the evil symptoms, so you know. When sexual activity happens and tears start to flow, time to go. They come with a big package and back.
find the number to your residence. Not hesitant, unprecedented. Ain't no mystery to us, she's demented. Ain't never gonna get myself in another mix up with a psycho bitch. Millimeter with a master plan, so you won't be up in a ditch like shit. Wild child, running wild behind the smile is a frown. Better make you lay it down quickly. She's shifty, killing strictly, has to come and get me. From a rose to 357, 360, psycho bitch.
Now, never would have got up in the woman if I knew about the medicine. I never would have dipped it down. If she takes a silver color, so let's the picture. Probably stop and just let her catch.
Because of it, she's got no one else to blame other than herself.
Exactly. One of the things that I even think I'm kind of like glad that her bias and let her do is I'm glad her bias and let her have kids. Because she would be a horrible mother, like, you know, which is like what I told you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just kind of glad that, you know, I mean, that's just like a good thing.
That's what I have to say to that.
So at least I got that stupid rant out because it's just fucking stupid.
Yep.
So anything you want to hear, Spaz?
No, but I'm about to call the cops.
Ah.
Because I'm fucking sick of this shit. I will, because you know what? All my fucking lights are off in my household, so they don't know that I'm up no more. They think that I went to sleep.
Exactly, so they won't know who the hell did it.
Called the cops.
Okay, so, well, you calling the cops?
Yeah, someone called the cops because the music stopped.
They want me to play a track while you're doing that?
Huh?
Want me to play a track while you're dealing with that?
No, I don't need. I'm all set, dude. The cops just showed up.
Ah, so you didn't even have to call them.
Yeah, I don't even have to call that. Look back.
That's better.
Now I can just fucking lay in bed and relax instead of hearing doom 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 all five all night.
Yep. I am gonna dedicate a track to that girl. Okay?
Word.
So here's a track that I'm dedicating to her.
Fucking cunt. Stupid cunt. Bloody cunt.
Fucking cunt.
You fucking no good cunt.
You useless cunt. You stupid cunt.
You fucking cunt.
You cunt.
Stop fucking cunt. Gaming cunt.
Cunt. You fucking cunt. You conniving cunt.
C-U-N-T. Cunt.
You're just a cunt, you're nothing but a cunt. You make me wanna get a plate of lunch, you like a plus. A worthless mind, giving cunts, no for talking shit. You better shut up, even try, I'll end up getting hit. You're just a cunt, you're nothing but a cunt. You make me wanna get a plate of lunch, you like a plus. A worthless mind, giving cunts, no for talking shit. You better shut up, even try, I'll end up getting hit. Bitch, you better get it right, better shut the fuck up. Tell her like a winner, tell her that it's getting stuck up. I'ma let her know she better do exactly as she told. Disobey me, try to blame me, and beside her going on. Till you cough, talking crazy, must be crazy. Where you send us, where you fall. I am not a woman beater, but I like to swing my bat. Accidents about to happen, trust me, ho, I'm good at that. Accidentally knock a case, I'd accidentally push the gun. Down the stairs, nobody cares, thinking that's some kind of stunt. Hammer bouncing like hydraulics off the floor and off the wall. Even if she goes and blows me, but forgets to lick my ball. Got respect and love for women, but a gun is getting none. Traumatized, it's sodomizing with the barrel of my gun. Suck a dick, so you can push to doing what you know. I'll rearrange your features with the vicious hammer blow. You're just a cunt, you're nothing but a cunt. You make me wanna.
Anything you want to hear, man?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I'm like starting to zone out. Coffee didn't do shit. But, No, no, I can't think of anything.
Okay, now what we do? How about we go with some random weird-ass track that we have on here? So we go with this.
Started middle class in a wheelchair. On a crappy sitcom making good cash every year. Now I'm dancing stupid by a car. Trying to convince you that my life was so damn hard. I done had it tough from the jump. Living with my mama in a nice house, it was rough. I got put at you, my vomit floor was whack. I didn't get a Bentley and my cake tasted like crap. Then that Degrassi killed me cause I couldn't act. Had to get a real job and I got promoted fast. So I decided I'ma be a rap star. I met Baby and Wayne and they loved me right away. They said,
we like how your songs are out of town. And those massive eyebrows are so marketable.
We can tell your life and that's my goal. Do you even own a Bentley? No, I don't. It's bullshit, yo. Can I sign with y'all? That would be cool.
Sure you can, big boy. Just meet us in the storage room.
Took it in the bottom, now I'm signed. Took it in the bottom for my new team, now I'm signed.
Now you can sit there till you're blind. By the way, did you know I'm the best skater alive? Young Moolah, baby! 2G!
Give me that fucking skateboard, Wayne! Just because you carry a skateboard around doesn't mean you can skate! Shit!
Damn, Playboy! Rob Dyrdek just owned your ass, Playboy!
I look like a filthy man. Plus I'm a Canadian, so I ain't no harder than Bieber. But I like to pretend that I am. Just don't tell nobody that I'm faker than my Nodges Keister.
Why the hell are you wearing women's jeans?
Hey, get off of my case, they make me so pretty. Just to remind myself I'm a douche. I wear every single chain, even when I'm kissing Wayne. Now we sipping champagne on a private jet. Just to prove that I'm richer than you'll ever get.
Did I tell you guys that I say yes?
Yes! Well, what the hell is that?
The engines are under stress! Something is weighing the sampling down!
Ah! The only explanation is right big ass eyebrow.
I'm sorry, but we have to throw you out!
But I started from the bottom!
And that's where you're edging now!
No. Come on, man! I'll shave my eyebrows, man! Don't do this!
Too late!
No, 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 no!
We're leveling out, what it was his eyebrow.
Yeah! Wheezy baby is gonna live! Young Moolah baby! Yeah! Young Money!
And after Drake dies, we are back.
So they killed Lil Wayne and Drake?
Yeah, pretty much. And that's all.
Damn. That's fucked up.
Hey, but it's awesome in the zone right.
Oh, I'm not saying it wasn't a good track. I'm just saying that's fucked up.
It would be awesome if it really happened.
Hell yeah.
Because that's the worst shit that I've ever happened to rap music.
The only thing that I really like about Drake is his singing. He has a good singing voice, but he has the most annoying rap voice.
I just hate, you know, anybody on that stupid-ass label, Cash Money. Because, I mean, I know that Lil Wayne hasn't written a fucking song to save his life, so why the hell can you like a label where the artists don't even write their own tracks?
Right.
I mean, that's just my opinion on that. And I'm just like, you know, like, fuck that shit, it doesn't matter.
So, like, push him out of an airplane or something?
Yeah, there's a music video I'll link you to on Facebook.
Alright.
A little bit. Ah, that's what it was. Okay, let's try to figure out what the hell this one track was that's 14 minutes, 58 seconds long. And that would be Twisted, Wrong With Me. But how about we go into a track by Cut Calhoun. how we go into the track. How are you going into this one with Tech?
Strange and belligerent, I'm the definition of stupid, crazy, and ignorant. Cuddy is always in the wind, never know when I'm finna get saucy, thinking she bossy. I take the pussy and christen it, passing that nigga christen it pretty soon as heck in the bitch. Fucking your main little squeeze and won't remember it each moment. I'm intimate, freaks moaning, I'm innocent, scream. They want it in them quick, please, I won't come in a bit. And even white hoes wanna address a brother, caress a brother, so we just call them careful lovers, a careful brother. I used to slide it out in the day, but I ain't trying to slide it out with some hate. Nigga, you feels me? I know they want some of the clown DNA, so I just tell them in a roundabout way, it's gonna kill me. I know they want some of the clown DNA, so I just tell them in a roundabout way, it's gonna kill me.
Hit me back. If you're trippin', I'ma hit you, bet you won't hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy. If you're trippin', I'ma hit you, bet you won't hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy.
So woo, woo, so woo, woo, so woo, so woo.
Gon' get furious when I be taking you.
So woo, so woo. So woo, so woo, woo, so woo, woo, so woo.
When I got back with the villains, I got this feeling up together. And it's no better. Click was rapping harder than Villian. I talked to Scooby, the general. He told me tripping was minimal because they're hardest in red. I told him, fill me in. He told me rock better than Bob, running from Cali, from cops to KTM with the red rag and rocks on Scooby Nim. Infected a Midwest block, that was 85. Now I'm locked on 57, and I got cowards ready to do me in. I'm 34 now, and still it's war. How? Because I rip 5, 6, and 7 for sure, pal. And I don't walk with my niggas, I talk to my niggas no more. But me and the villains and hostiles, niggas galore. And I'm lofting riches on tour, and I'm offing bitches and whores. And I'm tossing liquors in Florida, niggas in Denver and Florida.
Oh, why? Oh, the Crips and the Bloods had niggas die. So how can you look me in my eye like cuss me, like I ain't smoked the lovely. And went to the burial ground and buried niggas who love me.
That's disrespect, homie. We got respect only. We don't blood to niggas to death when they your checks, homie. They put their specs on me, glancing at my wristwatch. Like I ain't reduced to Nick off in this spot. Like I ain't got ties to the 5-6 block. Real niggas that'll kill you. Listening to Slipknot. Got us busting out of a red Impala. Niggas better call Africa Bambaataa. A job, that way Jesus, then Allah. Cause niggas don't whoop you like a human pinata. Holla, I'ma give a nigga necrosis. I'm hopeless when I'm in your focus. Just know that my psychosis is the dopest. And I'm about to get my niggas back into rap with their straps in their lap. 57 with the gat, hit me back.
If you're tripping, I'ma hit you, bet you won't hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy. I'ma hit you, bet you won't hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy.
So woo, woo, so woo, woo, so woo, so woo.
Gon' get
woo,
furious so woo, when I be taking you.
So woo, woo, so woo, woo, so woo, so woo, woo, so woo, woo, so woo.
So I get shit back before I hit you back. When I click and clack, nigga, if it's this and that over freaking frack blood, I can get you back.
So woo.
And you can put a bitch on that. I'll boost a few to prove that you're just a batch. Matter of fact, a dude in boosting a killish cat. Oops, I mean imposter, envision that. Better let it ride and you can never hit me back, nigga.
If you're trippin', I'ma hit you, bet you won't hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy. I'ma hit you, bet you won't hit me back. When I hit you with this tech, I bet you won't hit me back. I know y'all hate the way I skied in the lock. Three gon' be in the back with the simmy, simmy, simmy.
So woo, whoop, so woo, whoop, so woo, so woo, whoop, so woo, whoop, so woo, so woo, whoop, so woo, whoop, so woo, so woo, whoop, so woo, whoop, so woo.
Yeah, what up, ghetto?
What's going on, my nigga?
Apparently Havoc's busy having a dream about looking niggas, so who knows?
Well, happy 4th of July, though.
Hell yeah. Happy 4th of July, too, man.
Are you going to go see some fireworks tonight?
Hell no. My nephew's here. So there's no chance in hell I'm going to do anything.
Are you saying he doesn't enjoy fireworks?
I'm saying there's no chance in hell I'll be out that late because he'll probably be asleep by 8.
That late? That probably happened around 9 o'clock or something like that.
Exactly, and he'll probably be passed out about 8. And if we went out, he'd be way too excited, so I have no clue what the hell's happening, though.
Way too excited. It's the 4th of July, man. People blowing shit up. Of course people are going to be excited.
Exactly, and you missed Fat. She was on here earlier, and she was about to call the cops because people were blowing shit up. And then Kasha showed up a minute before she was about to call them.
Like, literally blowing shit up?
Well, you know, fireworks at midnight,
you got people around here usually, and they got, like, I swear, like some fucking dynamite or some shit, man, blowing holes in the ground and shit.
That's awesome.
But every time I think about 4th of July now, as I go back to the point where I went to Superbird's apartment one time, and we thought it would be a good idea to take a smoke bomb and then toss it in his window. And then it just, you know, filled the entire apartment full of smoke out into the hallway and shit, you know, sending off the fire alarm and shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because me and this dude were like, yeah, man, it'd be a good idea. It'd be funny as hell if we did that. So, we, you know, we got a smoke bomb, went over there, tossed it at his window, closed his window a little bit, you know, and then we ran away.
So you made him the new Steve-O from Jackass.
I guess it wasn't that extreme.
Well, without knowing.
Oh, no, I mean, we went back in and he saw that what we did.
And?
So, I mean, you know, he was kind of pissed that his entire apartment was filled with smoke. And then on top of that, like, we were actually going to try to help him, you know, clear it out and shit or whatever afterwards, going to get a fan and whatnot. But then, you know, the cops and shit showed up. So, like, and then the neighbor next door knew who did it, man. So we were like, man, we can't go back here.
Smart.
Yeah, but it was a funny fucking thing, though.
That definitely sounds awesome.
Now, if only I had somebody to do that to this year.
It'd be funnier to do that, like, you know, when I'm at my university. I do that in the main building.
Like, what do you think Havoc would do if I did it to him?
He'd probably be high. He probably wouldn't even notice it.
Well, he's at, like, ground level, so, like, he wouldn't suffocate or anything.
He'd probably be so high, he wouldn't even notice it.
Well, then there's that, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Throw it at a stoner's house. They'll never even know.
You guys lie now.
Like, you got so much smoke in there anyway, like, it's not even going to faze them.
Exactly, when they lit up already.
Well, until they start smelling it, and, you know, it doesn't smell too good. Mm. Like, man, that ain't my weed, man.
Oh, man, but that's funny as fuck.
Yeah, it was a classic moment years ago, though.
Yeah. So, anyone here get him?
Let's hear some Dark Side by Big Hoodoo.
Okay. Alright, right about there. Here we go, Big Hoodoo, Dark Side.
Being earned with the thousands dead, a quarter, more than a quarter of a million people dead, blah, blah, blah. And the rest, they're going to suffer.
My reflection fades more in the mirror every day. Dark clouds in the sky feel like they pulling me away. Daydreaming, but I'm leaning like my body's in a coma. Kush, wake me out my sleep, cause I'm weak from the aroma. Let me slip into your ear and take a trip with all my listeners into a new dimension with a hoodoo practitioner. This is the story about the evil that never dies. When worlds collide, my soul just ride from the dark side.
Hoodoo, can you blow your magic all over me and take me from this life of confusion? This world is not the place I feel that I ought to be. Where your happiness is just an illusion.
I'm gone off dust in the desert by the fire. Smoking Bob Marley, trying to talk to Richard Pryor. Speaking in tongues, but the souls hear me clearly. When I finish chanting, you can see him standing near me. Riding with the dead like I'm driving in a hearse. You wanna ride with us? We gotta kill you first. Black magic hour, getting better with my power. Look the wraith in the eye so you don't die like a coward. Shadows coming at you all around out the darkness. Sinister intentions that henchmen are harlots. You see flashes of the bad shit you did in life. The more you watch, the more you fade away from the light. Now it's void of all color, you caught in between. Where the wind never stops and all you hear is screams. You can't get away, ask anyone that's tried. Your soul is now forever lost in the dark side.
Can you blow your magic all over me and take me from this life of confusion?
Lost in the dark side.
This world is not the place I feel that I ought to be. Where your happiness is just an illusion.
Handful of black magic, I throw some. If a crumb land on you, watch you go numb. Detroit City, where the real killers come from. Fuck with us, we leave you on the steering wheel slump. With your brains oozing out both of your eye sockets. Run your pockets, stomp your girlfriend unconscious. I'm with the monsters because they know that I'm a beast. Starving like I never ate, now it's time to feast. If you were late, then for you, this is your release. Big hoodooer, call me Jake. Gold doubler, a hustler from 7 Mile. I'm psychopathic, now we dominate the underground. And I don't fuck around, I'm holding my position down. When I roll through your town, we gon' smoke a pound. Drink the potion out the skull, my life is fried. I don't give a fuck, cause I'm in love with the dark side.
Hoodoo, can you blow your magic all over me and take me from this life of confusion? This world is not the place I feel that I ought to be. Where your happiness is just an illusion. Hoodoo, can you blow your magic all over me and take me from this life of confusion? This world is not the place I feel that I ought to be. Where your happiness is just an illusion.
I'm in love with the dark side.
All right, and we are back.
Man, I want to fucking do that shit. I want to just go to a store and ride a scooter through the window.
And then rob the Dollar General right after.
No.
Why are you doing that?
Just doing some jackass thing right here, man.
I think he just makes that with Stevie Stone.
So are you saying you want to listen to that song?
Oh, might as well if it's up here.
It should be.
Well, with Havoc, you never know.
Well, yeah, he does like to delete good songs.
And he puts out bullshit songs to replace it.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes.
And then we put out bullshit songs.
Yeah, and then
so
he deletes those.
Exactly, he finds out what the hell they are.
We can't ever win. Good songs, bad songs, doesn't matter.
Exactly, and that song's actually on the soundboard, so here we go. Because you want to rob a Dollar General with a scooter. Here we go, yo.
Cause it was all in a dream, everything getting complicated as it would have seemed. Nigga was stressed out, the wrist do a couple checks bounce. I was looking for something to test out, criminal. I know you really want the style, but now circumstances have got me on trial. I mean, how? Up in the late night, you could check the shit out when I see the bait bite. Voices were saying to me,
let's go rob the Dollar General, get the Benz
Benjamins and the penny rolls. Grab the penny holes like a criminal. Guess I'm a criminal. Let's go rob the dollar general. Get the Benjamins and the penny rolls. Grab the penny holes. I'm a criminal. Guess I'm a criminal. Now,
here's a plan. Learned about the days ago from a man. Tonight is the night. Strategizing and apprehend. We'll never get the chance to do this again. You know what I'm saying? Meet me up in the alley around 3 o'clock. Hold tight. Cut the surveillance till we in the spot. Stand the cops so we can stand out. Know the room, but now they got the rest. Whereabouts? Hope you're ready. Stay back and watch for the signal. Rock the proper tools so I can go through the window. Step in first. I see a way.
Dollar General with a scooter. So what's
man,
next?
Funny thing about that is, man, I made a song one time about robbing a Walmart.
Awesome.
No, it's kind of weird, but it still happened, though.
That's fucking awesome, though.
Talking about, you know, charging the doors with, like, motorized carts.
And I wonder what the fuck up with the Walmarts in Connecticut. The ones that have it says they're not open 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I really don't understand why it's not 24/7. I thought pretty much all of them were.
Yeah, unless it's like in India or some crap like that, but still, it's like...
India has Walmarts?
They probably do. Oh, wait, but then in Australia it doesn't. So, good point.
Yeah, Australia don't do that.
Those assholes at Kmart.
Yeah, that'd be really weird if India had one.
Now I can look it up on Google if they do. God damn it.
Because they don't they barely have food and shit and whatnot, man.
Okay, well, here goes the search.
But they got a Walmart, that'd be very strange.
Does India have Walmart? I can't look it up. Walmart reaches deal to enter India. Well, apparently it does.
Wow.
That is shocking.
It really is.
This is that's some bullshit around. God damn. So Australia can have one, but India can. What the fuck?
Yeah, they got
that
one, but
bad.
But Havoc can't have one open 24/7.
Exactly.
You know what's funny? When you ask people where they're from, and then they say USA.
Well, it's like, okay. Jackass.
Like, I don't understand why somebody would say that. Well, clearly you're from the USA.
Honestly, if somebody asked me that, I'd just say, I'm from Canada, eh? Like, you know, I just say that just to be a total jackass. Like, if it's in their accent.
Were you saying that on Canada Day?
Wait, what? Sorry, I didn't hear you. The British bitch said 90 seconds.
I said, were you saying that on Canada Day?
No. Fuck Canada.
Somebody was talking about how it must have been a bitch to learn their alphabet up there. I thought that was pretty funny. It was like, A, A, B, A, C, A.
D, A, E, A.
And that was a good one, man. I gave him props on that one.
That is awesome. That's not like something that's like so stupid that Havoc would come up with it.
Sure, right.
But then again, he's way too stupid to come up with that.
I don't know. Sometimes he says some funny things.
When's that?
I can't think of one off the top of my head. But
exactly.
I'm sure there's one.
7 years ago, Havoc said something that was funny.
There had to have been one time at least.
At least.
Or not, I don't know.
Well, who knows, but at least the British bitch will shut the fuck up.
But as for that big hoodoo CD, man, it's actually getting good reviews.
Exactly.
Now, see, that's worth a good review. That DJ Clay last CD was not.
So they have one good CD, and they have one horrible CD, followed by a good one. So, who's the next CD there?
Who is the next CD? That's a good question.
Yeah, because that'll probably be another horrible one.
I don't even know what the next one is.
Well, look it up.
The last I saw of anybody putting out CDs was them putting out a box set of the Six Jokers chords.
Let's see, is that? And as it's loading up, I'll tell you what the next CD is.
Yeah, I see that Hachigiri couldn't stand to their grounds and hold their sale until the 4th. Now they extended it to the 7th.
Nice.
I guess they really want to get rid of their shit.
Oh, well, yeah. We're totally right when we say that CD's going to suck. Want to know why?
Why?
What artist do you think would be next if we're saying that it's going to suck?
Cold 187.
Exactly.
He's putting out a CD next?
Apparently one called Live from Hell's Kitchen, I Am the Definition of Art.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, I Am the Definition of the Art. Which doesn't really mean shit, because he's just going to do a cover track of every single track. Done before.
Oh, dude, that's fucking nasty, man. Him drinking this dude's sweat. Oh.
What the hell are you watching?
Jackass.
Nice. Everyone, what the fuck is this shit?
Jackass 3D. It's on MTV.
I saw that already. I just forgot what the hell it was. But as you say, it's like, oh, shit. Now I know what you're watching.
Well, I mean, it's pretty much on every day. But,
exactly. I like the part where they're freaking out Bam with snakes.
Oh, fuck that.
That was funny, though.
Yeah, I mean, I fucking hate snakes, though.
I do, too.
So I can understand him, you know, freaking out like it.
Well, I mean, Some things I can hate, to totally be honest, like snakes, spiders, heights, like that's about it. I mean, like, it's not like I fear them, it's just, you know, I hate them.
Yeah, they're fuck spiders, man.
Yeah, they bite you in your sleep.
Man, they'll bite you when you awake, man, what the fuck?
Exactly. But I mean, you get bitten 8 times a year when you're asleep.
Well, damn, I must have a lot of bites then.
I mean, shit, I know one spot where I got bitten recently.
It was like this one time we went to this cabin and shit, man. There was big-ass hairy spiders and shit. I was like, oh, damn.
So the tarantulas were there.
No, I think they're, what are they called, like wolf spiders or some shit?
Yeah. They're not the huge ones that are like the size of...
Hey, man, they were still pretty big, though.
Well, they're bigger than the average ones. They're just like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But they're not like the huge motherfuckers.
No. Fuck that, too. No.
Yeah, if you see one of those, yeah, it's like run for your fucking life, right?
Well, I don't know about all that.
Well, if it's coming for you, you're going to run
Whoa.
Like hell.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Or try to kill it, one of the two.
Yeah, just do like the cop did to that dog. Shoot it.
Man, fuck that, dude. That's fucked up shit.
It really was. I'm like, that's just like, I'm like, this is fucked up. You know, I want to see the video, see what the fuck happened. Because it's blogged everywhere, and I feel like I'm too lazy to, like, log in using my email. But then when I saw it, I'm like, just fucked up.
Man, I clicked that video not reading the title. So, like, I saw this dude just walking his dog, and then all of a sudden he's, you know, cops are all covered the street. Why were the cops even there?
I have no idea.
But then, like, in the background, faintly, you could hear the music playing, and it's Little John and Ludacris, Lover and Friends. Like, I don't understand why that was playing. But, and then the dude was being a dumbass filming for some reason. And then filming the cops. And apparently that's illegal, I guess.
Actually, it's not. Just they don't like him, people do.
So they just came over and arrested him.
Exactly, and they killed his dog.
And then the dog, you know, sees that his owner's in trouble, comes out, tries to help and shit, and the cops could have, you know, like, kicked him or something, have the owner put the dog back in the car, you know, mace him or some shit. You'd have to fucking shoot him, like, 4 times.
Exactly, it was just fucked up.
Hey, guys, I'm gonna go, I'm falling asleep.
Holy shit, somebody else
okay.
on the phone.
Yeah, Spider's been here.
I didn't
time.
Even know that. Well,
yeah,
well, good night, man.
Asleep the whole time.
Yeah, right. Man, I just woke up because I had to go to the bathroom. Yeah, I was sleeping, so.
I was just having a havoc moment.
Have a good night, man.
Yeah, later.
But if I can't fall asleep, fall back asleep, I'll just call back.
After 12, you can't. Yeah,
after
can't do that.
1. Exactly, like, we ran our 2 hours. This is just a phone's hour.
Oh, so the radio's over anyways?
Yeah,
the show's over, even though this is game recorded, but not like anybody cares.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you can go ahead and go, man. You can go to sleep.
Yeah.
I got shit I gotta do tomorrow, so.
Alright, man, well, peace.
Whoop.
Alright. I really had no idea somebody else was there.
I knew. I was like, scared like you even called in. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, just like that shit, though, that was just so fucked up seeing that.
Yeah, I mean, shit like that makes me sick.
I mean, even though, like, people have found the cops, like, phone numbers and shit like that, so the cops probably getting harassed, you know what I mean?
But apparently the cops said, when he was asked about it, I guess, said that they were protected. protecting the owner from the dog? Are you fucking kidding me?
This is bullshit.
Like, clearly the dog was protecting his owner against you.
Exactly. I mean, the cops could have just said, put your dog in the car. Like, they could have just said that.
Yeah. Simple, right?
I mean, they didn't have to fucking shoot him. Or he could have shot him with a taser or whatever, you know?
Well, no, not the taser. No, that could have probably killed him, too.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah, man, like a little mace or something, you know, a little kick or something. Yeah, have the person put the dog back in the car. Yeah, that would have been fine. But, no, of course fucking not.
Well, just fucked up shit.
So, that cop needs to die.
Exactly, and I mean, at least people have the cop's phone number if they is, like, public.
Man, I don't give a fuck. I just want somebody to kill him.
Me too.
I don't care how people see justice. I think that'd be enough justice right there.
Exactly. I mean, hell, get the shield to kick his ass.
Really?
Because that's injustice.
Really brought the shield into this?
Yes.
Come on, the shield probably couldn't do shit outside of wrestling.
Exactly, but it could still kick the cop's ass.
I don't know. I think the cop would probably shoot them too.
Exactly. But I mean, I'm just gonna. I don't see what the fuck happens on Raw though. I mean, with the Wyatt family debuting, it's like, you know, I wonder like what the other presence will be. Will that add to the already, you know, Usos versus Shield match as a third tag team, or what the hell, you know?
Well, if it was a tag team, who would it be? Ain't there three of them?
Yeah, there are three of them, but having said, apparently one guy always sits in a rocking chair watching the matches.
Yeah, he said that was, what the hell, Husky Harris, that dude.
I have no clue. I haven't paid attention. I don't know when he talks about NXT.
So the two big hairy guys would be the tag team?
Yeah, so the big two hairy guys versus the two guys from the Shield versus the Usos. That'd actually be a good match.
It would be, but I don't know why they would just bring them in, you know, first time and then give them a title shot. What the fuck?
Because they have no tag team division?
Man, we just named all those tag teams they had, man. They have tons.
Well, still, I mean, that would actually make them relevant.
Well, I mean, they got something going in NXT. So, I mean, people know about them.
Well, people watch NXT.
I'm sure a lot of people do. But mainly,
yeah,
just Havoc.
Havoc and all his 1,000 imaginary friends.
I mean, he sent me an episode, I skimmed through it. There's no way of watching it all, so.
He sent me the same episode. I figured he was going to watch it, then I just exited out. But I just did not give a fuck. And I said, so how the hell are you not done with all the fucking episodes? Because that's what he was doing at the start of JR. It's like, dude,
yeah,
there's episodes from 2010, 11, 12, 13. It's like, and you're going to watch,
yeah,
every fucking one of them.
Yeah, no,
like,
I
well,
heard,
of course.
I heard him say that.
I'm like, you are a fucking idiot. You know, like, that's my exact attitude there. It's like,
he,
yeah,
really,
let me watch all the 2011 episodes so I can see all the guys that it developed.
You can see all the,
like,
people that got thrown off.
You can see all the people who made to the WWE where it's like, oh, yeah, that guy developed well. It's like, dude, who the fuck cares?
Well, I guess he wants to know what happens. Even though,
exactly,
we're
already, fuck. You can just look up all the results online. It's a lot easier.
Well, good old TNA happens tomorrow.
Yeah, the taped episode of TNA. The tape for 2 weeks. And apparently they have two new members to the Main Event Mafia, but who gives a flying fuck?
What are you talking about? You care. You always talking about them. You got them on your game and shit.
Yeah, I got them on the game to see if they would be as good as the Main Event Mafia debuting in TNA. Even though they didn't do shit. Except the one time they all interfered in the match that Sting was in. Helped him destroy somebody. And then the storyline ended right there. If Chiefs gave me up a storyline.
Oh, shit, I don't even remember this part, man. Fucking Johnny Gnarsho getting his ass bit by a dog.
Wow.
Like, that actually happened to me before.
Well, I got bit by a dog, too, but that was, on my face, but it doesn't matter.
Nah, exactly what happened to him has happened to me. Except I wasn't climbing a pole and shit.
And it wasn't a police dog.
Yeah, it was just somebody's dog.
Exactly. Yeah, the one thing I'm actually excited about, though, I watched, the first two discs of that WCW War Games. It's like, okay, the first one, I had no clue about the fuckers were because,
it's like
1980s.
From the 80s and shit.
Yeah, it's like, I have no clue who these fuckers are, basically. It's like, okay, I know Dusty Rhodes. I know these two or three people, but it's like, other than that, I have no clue. But after that, I got done with the stuff in the 90s, and now I'm the one that's, in the 2000s. Like, oh, I actually know these people. I know who Hulk Hogan is.
Is the one that's on there, Hulk Hogan and Macho Man?
I think it has all the matches, but I can read the card for the third disc.
Well, you just said Hulk Hogan was in it, so I just think it's that match.
Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, Lex Luger, and Sting versus Kamala, Zodiac, The Shark, and Bang, whatever the fuck that is.
Wait, that ain't what I'm thinking of then.
Well, there's five of them on this. There's another one, Hollywood Hulk Hogan, Scott Hall, Nash, and the Mystery Partner versus Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, Lex Luger, and Sting.
I think that's the one, though. Yeah, that one.
There's also Kevin Nash, Buff Bagwell, Six, and Conan versus Ric Flair, Steve McMichaels, Benoit, and Henning. I mean, he who shall not be named, and Henning. As WWE would call it.
So wait, did they blur him out on that DVD then?
I have no idea. I haven't gotten to that match yet. I bet they do.
I'm surprised they put that on there.
Well, I think they showed all the matches. Fourth match is DDP, Rowdy Roddy Piper, The Warrior, Hollywood Hulk Hogan, Stevie Ray, and Bret the Hitman Hart versus Nash, Sting, and Lex Luger. That one just sounds like a one.
They got the one with Jeff Jarrett on there?
Yeah. That's the last one ever. The War Games 2000 match. With Sting, Booker T, Goldberg, and Chronic versus Nash, Jarrett, Steiner, and the Harris Brothers.
What the hell? That's not the match.
Well, it has Jeff Jarrett on it.
The match, because I was watching some of those matches on YouTube last night. It was that DDP, somebody else on there, and then Mike Awesome was in it, and Jeff Jarrett was in it. What the hell is that actor's name? What's his name?
David Arquette.
Yeah, that dude.
The one who won the WCW title.
Yeah.
Was made WCW legitimate, or as Victoria would say, legit.
Yeah.
I always have to rip on her for that.
Or there was a match I watched on there. I don't know if you've ever seen it, because I've never seen it. It was an electric chair match.
No, I have never seen that.
It had, Cactus Jack in it, Sting, a Dubla, whatever the butcher, whatever the fuck his name is.
So, wait, it had Mick Foley in it twice.
What?
You said it had Cactus Jack in it, Sting, Dubla.
No, no. Abdullah, whatever the fuck his name is.
Oh, Abdullah the Butcher, that dude.
Yeah, that guy. That big fat guy.
Yes, the big flat, fat black guy.
Then they had like the Steiner Brothers and shit like that. And then you have to put the person in the electric chair and then, you know, you start it on and he gets fried.
Nice.
I guess that might have been the only match of that, though. They should probably bring that back, though.
Yeah, they should. They should put John Cena in it and just tie him into it.
Man, we kind of figured that was coming next.
Might as well publicly execute him.
Then I was watching that Punjabi prison match with Khali actually climbing it. I was like, what the fuck?
I remember looking at it, one match. The only thing I'm kind of pissed off, I remember when the great Khali had, like, one good match.
When was that?
I have no fucking idea if he even had a good one. That was one of those fail moments where they tried to use, like, Batista to make him look good. And it did not.
I'm just saying, man. This big-ass motherfucker climbing a damn cage. But apparently the rules don't apply to both people because apparently you had to, you know, climb out of the one cage and go to the floor and then climb up the next cage. But apparently Batista was allowed to jump across.
Exactly. He was lazy as fuck and did that.
But that wasn't in the rules, though. You weren't allowed to do that.
I know.
Cheating motherfucker.
Dumbass. The only thing I kind of hate right now is that it's like with Chris Jericho, it's like, okay, so now we know Ryback's actually going to win a pay-per-view match.
Maybe, though.
I mean, it's like Jericho doesn't even try anymore. They just use him to put over people. It's like, dude, at least make him win a fucking pay-per-view match.
He's just there to stir things up and promote his music.
And to put every fucking wrestler over.
I think he's already did that.
Yeah, except for Ryback. Who's next? I mean, hell, he put over Heath Slater. And that worked so well.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly, because look at him now. A one-man band goes to a three-man band.
So fucking gay.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, they'll be on the next game.
Oh, great. That's one of those fail moments putting him over. Yes, it will have the three-man band single.
Yeah, it's going to be on the soundtrack. Yeah.
I remember that episode, Rob, where it was like, you know, I was looking forward to it just to see how horrible it was. And then he totally threw out that idea. Last minute.
They didn't throw it out. Apparently
no,
they did record it.
Do it.
They recorded it on tout, but, you know, like I keep telling you, it's only 15 seconds long, and that's all they got on there.
There's no fucking point checking it out then.
Exactly.
I thought they were going to do, like, a whole 3-minute song, whether, like, how horrible they are.
Oh, did you think that was funny? 3-minute song for a 3-man band. Huh?
I was going to say like that. But that would have been funny as hell. Just to see how horrible they can make a song.
Well, they can't.
Well, they definitely can't make a good song. And they shouldn't even try to make a bad song. Well, actually, they don't even have to try.
But that other dude I asked to get on that track with us, though, man, he said he'll have it done by the end of the week.
Nice. I was happy to figure out how the fuck to, like, you know, mix my own shit now.
I mean, it does sound a lot better, but I still can't even really understand what the fuck you're saying sometimes.
Yeah, I probably should have, like, re-recorded one more time, but still, I mean, at least I'm, like, equalizing the levels out.
And then there's some parts where you just kind of, like, stutter. What the fuck happens there?
Maybe I should redo my verse.
It sounds fine, man. I already said that shit to him. What is that, man?
Sec.
Like, do you not notice when you listen to it, though?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I listen, sometimes I don't. I mean,
I'm saying, like, it's just certain parts. It's not the entire thing.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I don't know, like, when I'm trying to, I was kind of making it harder for myself because I was too lazy to print out the lyrics, so I was, like, you know, kind of, like, reading it on my computer.
Well, I mean, we've all been there.
Yeah, I mean, I could print it out and just, like, you know, had the paper in front of me, then, you know, I would have stuttered, and it was, like, stuttering when I forgot what the fuck the next word was.
Or you could be, like, them rappers that rap off of their cell phones.
Oh, of course, I could do that.
Well, I mean, that way you don't have to, you know, print out your lyrics.
Yeah, but then I gotta, like, you know, re-record it onto my equipment, which sounds a hell of a lot better.
And what did you say about Jessica Rabbit?
Yeah, no, I said, that'll be like Jessica Rabbit. Record on her cell phone. Well, whenever the hell she has a cell phone again.
The hell are you talking about?
Because, like, her one track.
What?
As saying, because, you know, she has that one track that she ever did.
What's that gonna do with a cell phone, though?
Because that's probably how she recorded.
That's not how she recorded. Apparently she recorded at somebody's house, you know, that one dude that was on that track order.
I'm just shocked that she got on the track. Somebody like that.
Yeah, I was surprised back when I first heard that too. I was like, wow.
I mean, Jimmy did pretty good on the track though.
I think that's how I heard about her. I don't fucking know. There was that, and then just doing that whole thing, posting pictures of her, too.
Yep.
The hell are you looking for?
Nothing. I'm just looking at stupid shit on Facebook.
That's pretty much everything.
Exactly. I mean, seriously, there's one of my friends that I'm just like, okay, like, you know, this person, like, pissed me off so much, I'm just like, I'm seriously, like, thinking, I'm just gonna block this bitch. Fuck her.
Who's that?
Oh, let's just say it's one of my friends who never listens to my advice. Like, I tell her, you don't always have to be in a fucking relationship. Like, I tell her that. Never listens to me. Besides, you know, 1 month into a relationship with a guy that she wants to move in with him. And it's like, I said, you should wait, like, you know, 3 to 4 months, you know, see if it actually works. You know what I mean? Like, be smarter. I mean, you get my point, right? Not be a dumb bitch. And she's just moving in with him 1 month in, and it's like, you're going to get hurt again, and 1 month later, you're going to be calling me on the cell phone bitching, I fucked up. It's like, god damn it, you know?
Well,
I refuse to say her name, but I think she is so fucking stupid that it pisses me the hell off.
Well, that's women for you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, some are actually smart.
But, I mean, and to add to it, like, say, okay, so you're going to move in with your boyfriend who is bitchy at you for every fucking mistake he makes. Like, a lot, bitch. I'm just like, it's like, I don't want to laugh at her, but it's like, she's so stupid that it's like, I know that she's going to end up like getting like, you know, some sort of like ST or whatever because of how she is. Because like, she's kind of a chick that fucks on the first date, does not give a fuck, you know?
Oh yeah, where's she at, man? Give me her number.
yeah, right. You wouldn't like her, trust me.
She a fat bitch, huh?
No, she's not fat.
Well, then why wouldn't I like her?
Dog face.
So she's ugly.
Yeah, she's my dog face, that one.
Oh, well, now it makes sense.
Yeah, it's like, she's stupid as fuck, she fucks a guy on the first date, and then she's moving with a guy only after dating him for not even a whole month. It's like, this shit's gonna fail. He asked me to get married. It's like, what the fuck, you know?
Get married?
Yes, and they haven't even been dating 1 month. It's like, I mean, she said that it has to last at least a year, so, you know, I'm happy about that, but it's like, the way that she is, it's like, she's gonna have an STD, I'm just happy that her body cannot actually let her have kids. That's probably a good thing for the rest of the world.
Damn, man, and this is your friend.
Yes, it's one of my friends who I just started to hate. Because, like, you know, I was just, like, you know, typed her last night, and I was like, do you really think this is the smartest thing, you know, like, trying to look out for her? And she's like, well, at least I'm not fucking single. Like, she said that to me, it's like, that's, like, the biggest fuck you that she said to me. It's like, yeah, well, at least I'm not in a relationship every fucking month with every fucking guy and fucking every single guy. Like, you know?
Yeah.
But there's no point in fighting about it. It's like, I don't even give a fuck anymore. Like, I mean, I even, like, you know, she was saying that one guy's, like, hitting on her sister who's married. I was like, yeah, look at your sister's Facebook, you know? Just, like, you can, like, look at her sister and say, you know, fuck it. And she's like, no, I'm not giving it to you. I was like, oh, come on, you know, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to hit on her. She's married, you know? Like, I said that to her. And she said, nope. I was like, oh, yeah, because, you know, then I took the exact quote from what she texted me. It's like, yeah, you know, like, you know what? That's how you're going to act around me? Then go fuck off. Like, you know, I even texted her that. Because I was pissed the fuck off.
Uh-oh.
I think she lost a friend. Oh, well. Doesn't matter to me. Because 1 month she'll be crying, oh, this guy took advantage of me. It's like, and I have an STD. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Just send a ram after her.
It's like, honestly, if she learns how to close her fucking legs, she won't have any problems, you know?
Well, chicks will never learn.
Exactly. She's just a real dumb bitch.
They
I mean, no. Even when Faz was called in, like, she said, you sound really pissed. Like, you know, she said that. Like, you know, she can kind of tell. Because, you know, that, like, the whole thing was pissing me off earlier. And, like, I said, I'm just going to play a long track. I'm playing what the hell's up. Like, you know, I said that to her. I said, okay. She's like, yeah, honestly, she said, just ignore that bitch. Like, I mean, she said that to me. It's like, basically, I have to.
Aw, Spaz cares.
Yeah, I mean, like, she could tell I was pissed off. And I could tell she was pissed off, too. But then again, people shooting fireworks. Yay. At 11:45 p.m. And then the cops arrive. Right when she's about to call the cops.
See that? Save her some time.
Exactly. But it is what it is.
Yep.
And like all my friends have basically said, you know, I basically told, you know, a lot of my friends that were girls about that. And they just said, honestly, this is, you know, just fuck her. Deal with yourself, let her deal fuck you up her own life. Like, they said that to me, like, exactly what I have to do. Because, I mean, I know she's going to.
Well, I don't understand why it's even a big deal. It's just fuck it, man.
It's not pissed off because, you know, I'm trying to be the good friend that's looking out for her and, you know, trying to make sure she makes the right decisions. And
oh,
that's
yeah, because that works.
Oh, yeah. Because bitches always listen to smart people. Never.
Shit, man. I got this one friend, man. She got 3 baby daddies.
That's awesome.
It's not awesome. What the fuck? She had a kid with each person that she slept with.
What the hell?
Like, what the fuck, man? Like, haven't you ever heard of, like, condoms or pulling out or something? Like,
or anal.
I'm sure they probably do that, but they probably don't even help, I guess.
Yeah, I guess they pull out of the ass and put it in the cunt.
Like, I don't know, man. I guess she really wants kids. Like, I don't understand.
Yep.
Or, like, this one girl, man, she got pregnant, she had a kid, and then, like, I swear, not even, like, a month or two later, she's pregnant again.
Well,
like, really?
There are some damn crazy bitches that we all know.
Yeah, man.
The people who can't stop having sex because they're, like, whores.
No, I mean, that's fine and all, but, like, don't get pregnant.
Well... Yeah. I mean, that's basically like, you know, my friend, that dog face, which
well,
doesn't
she
matter.
Have, she have any kids?
She can't. Her body won't let her, which is probably the good thing.
Her body won't let her?
Yeah, it's like her body won't let her have a kid. She's tried like 6 or 8 times,
so
but
she,
it always dies.
So she, oh, you didn't have to tell me all that.
Well, that's the easy way to say it, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah, I've seen somebody do that. They had a kid, but then it died.
Exactly. Like, her body won't let her actually process having a kid.
That's really strange.
Oh, well. I know a few friends like that. But it don't matter.
Well, there you go. You could tie her tooth to a Lamborghini and pull it out.
I saw that. That was awesome.
Bet that fucking hurt like a bitch.
I would try that. I don't give a fuck.
Like,
well,
fuck.
As long as I'm not the person getting the tooth pulled out.
I thought getting my wisdom teeth pulled out hurt like a motherfucker, but I bet that hurt worse.
It probably does.
Because I had to get all 4 of my wisdom teeth pulled out at the same time.
Me too. But I don't remember what the fuck it felt like.
That was not fun at all.
I know it wasn't fun. I mean, I can remember that much. I just don't remember what the feeling was, you know?
I just remember, like, you know, well, they couldn't put me fully under, so I was only, like, I don't know, somewhat under, I guess. And they pulled out the couple, they pulled out the third one, and then as soon as I got to the top one on the right side, I felt that shit come out, man. I was like, oh, my fucking God, but I was laughing about it.
Laughing gas.
Well, yeah, there was that going on, too, but I'm saying I was just sitting there laughing. I was like, this shit hurts like a motherfucker, but I'm laughing, though.
That's awesome.
It was the only one I felt get pulled out.
Yeah, I was like fully under when they took mine out.
And then I left the place and I had no idea my mouth was full of fucking blood.
Nice.
So I just kept spitting out blood. I'm like, what the fuck? My whole mouth was full.
Awesome.
Because it was just completely numb and shit, you know? Couldn't feel anything.
Yep.
Yeah, that completely sucked. So nowadays you always see people posting about how they got their wisdom teeth pulled out and it hurt. I'm like, yep, sure does.
We all know.
But I didn't post a Facebook status about it.
Yeah, I mean, like, the only Facebook status I post recently are just, like, you know, stupid shit, like, you know, after my workout every day, like, you know, what I got, you know. Like, that's,
yes,
like, the only shit
I think we all
see
that, Chris.
Yeah, that's basically all I'm posting. I don't really give a fucking post much else.
Well, then why do you feel the need to post that?
Eh, do Facebook. They post something, at least.
Because you want somebody to be proud of you. Burning calories.
Yes, burning calories. Calories.
Yes, calories.
Can't say it with a weird accent. Calories.
Why the fuck would I say that?
I don't know, I'm just saying with a weird accent because I'm bored as fuck.
Fuck, fucking weirdo.
Well, at least I'm not giggling like a fucking idiot right now.
It's because you're not high.
And because I'm not Havoc.
Well, there's that, too. Put a gorilla in Havoc's room.
He would love that. And get it that right when he goes to sleep, it starts making noise. And then it disappears.
He'll probably have sex with it.
Well, he probably would. I mean, he's had sex with every other animal.
Speaking of which, I was watching a movie earlier, and they had this, like, sex scene going on, and the noises they were making, it kind of sounded like Chewbacca.
That's awesome.
I'm just like, what? Well, if he really wants to watch the movie, it's called Identity Thief.
Yeah, well, you just tell Havoc you have to watch that movie. I'm sure he will.
Sure he will. I mean, I told him to watch The Call because it was a good movie, and he went and rented it.
I still haven't seen that movie. I mean, I have, I just haven't seen it.
Let's see. I watched it. Havoc watched it. Even Jerry was watching it.
And that means, like, I am going to watch it. I mean, I'm trying to piss off that WCW thing first.
Come on now, you had The Call before that.
Well, exactly, but I only have the third disc to get done with that.
I don't know, I guess that'd be more entertaining, the Triple Cage matches.
Yeah, the only one that was in it was good.
The only one. And what one,
yes,
was that?
Oh, God damn it. That was on the first disc. Or second, I have no clue.
Well, you were
anymore.
Naming all those damn matches. I just figured they were the triple cage one.
I'm trying to figure out which one it was. It doesn't really say.
Oh, well.
It's one of them on one of the three discs. Well, one of the first two.
What the hell is this commercial?
I have no clue.
Are you watching?
No,
the
definitely
TV this?
I'm not watching TV right now at all.
I thought you saw this commercial too. Like, what the fuck is this?
Well, what the hell's happening?
Well, they were putting a lint roller on their face, and one person had toothpaste all over their face. And...
oh, that commercial. The acne commercial.
Is that what this is?
It's acne, and there are tons of bad ways to try and get rid of acne. Something like that.
It's
that you not try at home.
Somebody got fucking magnets on their face.
Yes. We still have it to try it. I mean, he's just stupid enough to try it.
He just might.
He would. There's no might about it. He would.
We'll have a segment where Havoc does stupid things.
Well, don't we have that every show?
That's true. We get full 2 hours of it.
Yeah, we can dedicate a whole show to it.
No, just imagine if the show was, it had video to it.
Imagine, just seeing the stupid shit Havoc would do.
You see that fat ass fucking making food every night, like.
Exactly.
Who knows what else he'd be doing.
I have no fucking clue.
His mom will show up or something.
Yeah, yelling at him.
Like, shut up, Havoc.
Shut up, motherfucker.
Or, shut up, Matthew. Whatever the fuck.
Shut up, you fat motherfucker. As well as that, we're just too fucking perfect.
Well, I mean, she ran the shows up. Usually when he's going to the bathroom.
That's just awkward, though.
A little bit.
So, wait, does his mom need to help him go to the bathroom still? He's not potty trained.
Oh, little Havoc.
Oh, little Havoc.
Still hasn't learned how to go to the bathroom, so.
Maybe in 4 score and 7 years he'll know how to. And probably not.
Well, that explains the diapers in his room. No, I'm kidding.
Yep.
I'm kidding.
It definitely does.
I don't know, I knew this one dude, he was too lazy to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and shit, so he just pissed in bottles.
I've heard people like that too.
Like, that's weird. But then he would just let him sit there.
What the fuck? Okay, so now we know what Havoc likes doing in his free time.
No, not Havoc.
Well, I mean, you could probably see Havoc doing it, too.
I don't know, I really could.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Like, it's hard to see. There's only how he is. He is a lazy motherfucker.
He's a weird motherfucker at that.
A weird, lazy motherfucker. We could totally see it happening.
Yeah. Yeah, we could.
It's funny that we can totally rip on him for that, but it's not like we're bullshitting either. It's like, this will happen. Maybe not now. Maybe not next week, but it's gonna fucking happen.
Speaking of that snake part, here's that snake part.
Oh, great. That's awesome.
Then they just throw this giant ass snake in there. I don't understand why he can't get out. It's not even that high up.
I think it's his fear of the snakes to make him, you know what I mean?
But there was no snakes in there when he could have got out.
And they dump it in to make it even more
now,
hilarious.
Now there's tons of them in there.
Hey, but they have to have fun if they're gonna be snakes.
Well, seriously, man, really, he can't get out of this little asshole. If you were scared, man, you'd be out of that fucking hole.
Unless you were like a total bitch and like scared so much that you couldn't move.
Cause like it's just like in a What is that? Like a truck thing or something? That apparently
exactly.
The whole way. This is who Havoc wants to get on the show.
Wait, what?
I said that's who Havoc wants to get on the show, though.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, so if he does get on the show, so how does it feel to be scared of snakes? And why the fuck can you climb out of that little hole? Right?
Probably fucking kill you, you ask him, man.
What are you gonna ask him?
Oh, sure. Put me in the crossfire.
Hey, it's not like you're gonna be the one who's living in Westchester at the time.
So, yeah, I was just watching this episode where you couldn't get out of a small.
Yeah, these are some snakes. So, why are you such a bitch when it comes to snakes?
So that'd be, like, the second time that he's done this, the whole snake thing.
Probably.
Because there was that other movie or whatever, they trapped him in a thing with, like, the King Cobra or whatever.
Oh, I remember that one. Where he's trying to climb up a rope and falling down. Because he was scared.
They had that, and now they had this one.
Oh, Bam Margera. He loves those snakes.
It's just funny. I think you should suspect it now.
Probably.
They got him twice.
Yep.
But you ever watch any of those CKY videos, though?
Wait, what?
Did you ever watch any of those CKY videos?
What the hell is CKY?
Like all that shit? All the people from, like, Jackass and whatnot?
Oh, that? Yeah, I think I have.
Like, they had a whole bunch of, like, DVDs and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Are you disagreeing with me?
No, I mean, I've actually seen it. I'm not having it. I don't disagree with everything.
Yeah, we used to watch that shit. That shit was funny as hell.
It was. There was some good scenes in that shit.
Like, you ever see the movie Haggard?
I do not think I have.
That's with Ryan Dunn and whatnot.
Do not believe so.
What about the show?
I said, do not believe so.
Oh.
I did not say anything about the track.
No, I thought you said something about the show.
Oh, yeah, I was saying, I've seen some, episodes of this show and whatnot, where they were just, maybe do stupid shit, shopping cart downstairs.
I'm sure there was. I can't remember anything off of it right now.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I've definitely seen episodes of this show where they're just doing that kind of stupid shit.
But I'm talking about Haggard, though. It was a movie that they made.
I have not seen that.
Like, that was pretty funny.
Guess I might have to check out.
Yeah. It's pretty old.
How old?
I don't know. Early 2000s, maybe. Mid-2000s, I don't know.
Well, I'll definitely look into it.
So I say old, but it's really not that old. But...
Well, but it seems old because this felt like half my life ago, you know?
Yeah. Even though I looked at this poster on my wall and I realized it's been hanging on my wall for like 13 years.
Nice.
Because it's copyright 2000. I was like, damn.
So basically, it's been hanging on your wall ever since I was like 10 or whatever.
Damn.
Or 9. I have no clue. Comes on a date.
So you were that young, and I was in high school.
Pretty much.
Damn.
2000, I turned 10.
That's a little nuts, man. I didn't realize how much older I was.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the thing I kind of like, which, I don't know, I mean, sometimes I like it, sometimes I hate it, is that, like, I mean, you know, so, like, you know, next year when it's, like, 2014, it's like, okay, I'll be 24, you know? It's like, I kind of like, you know, how my, you know, ending number ends, you know what I mean?
No, I have no idea what you're saying.
Well, no, I mean, like, so, like, in 2014, like, when I have my birthday in April or whatever, it's like, okay, so I'm 24 in 2014. Like, you know, kind of like how that follows every year.
So you're just talking about the 4 and 14 then?
Yeah, like, kind of like that. That's what I was talking about. Like, how I kind of like how, you know, my age kind of matches up with the year. But just the year is 10 behind.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Exactly. God damn, why can't I be born in 2000? Oh, wait. Then I wouldn't be drinking. Okay, fuck
yeah.
That.
And you sure as fuck wouldn't be here.
Yes. I sure as fuck wouldn't be hitting on Rabbit.
Uh-oh, you're back to that.
I think
huh? Everybody
does. I haven't hit on her in forever.
She's too busy dealing with her. She's too busy dealing with her drunk ass boyfriend.
Or getting drunk.
Like, I don't understand, man. He apparently climbed the wall to get on a freeway or some shit. And
yep.
They just threw himself over, you know, not knowing how high he was. You know, out of all of that, all he did was sprain his ankle.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, that motherfucker could have died or some shit.
Exactly.
Because he was completely drunk.
Like, one of the things that I probably wouldn't be sad about is having, like, you know, is a dog face that I was, whatever, related to, like, that chick. Like, something happened to her. I probably wouldn't be sad about it.
Damn.
I mean, I kind of, the thing that kind of pisses me off is, like, I care for her so much, but she makes so many fucking dumb choices. It's like, you know, fuck this. I don't even care anymore.
Yeah. Sometimes you just don't need to care.
Exactly. I mean, like, I was there for her through a lot of shit. It's like, okay, it's like, you don't always have to be in a fucking relationship. Like, I've said that to her numerous times. But no, she has to act like, you know, a young girl or whatever. But, you know, fuck it. That's how she wants to act. She can do whatever the hell she has to do. All that.
That's like all them young-ass bitches, man. They feel they need to be in a relationship or they feel they need to have a kid.
Exactly.
I can't do anything without my boyfriend. Shut the fuck up.
I mean, honestly, like, I was even talking to, like, you know, like, my first girlfriend ever about that, and she said, honestly, she said, just, like, let her do her own shit. She's just going to keep fucking up, but she's never going to listen to you anyways.
Exactly.
I mean, like, my first girlfriend said that, like, pretty much, like, and you're just going to drive yourself nuts because you're trying to be there for her, and she's just being a stupid fucking bitch. And she usually doesn't go that far, like, you know?
What does that thing say? Don't try to understand women. Women understand women. And they don't like each other. Now follow that.
Exactly. That's saying.
Stick to that.
Yep. Well, we're about to get kicked off here anyways.
Alright then. Peace.
Wait.